This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you love and appreciate the works of C.S. Lewis, things like The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, Mere Christianity, The Screwtape Letters, then you need to know about a new play being put on in Marrickville. Lewis's work just continues to be adapted. Of course, the story of his love for his wife, Joy Davidson, was told in the movie Shadowlands. Clearly, there is still a lot of interest in his life and work. This new stage production of The Great Divorce is about to be put on in Marrickville. Richard Woodhouse is the director and he joins me on the line. G'day, Richard.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
No, not at all. Can you tell us a little bit about the original story and the inspiration behind it?
Yeah, so C.S. Lewis wrote The Great Divorce all the way back in 1945, and it was actually based on a dream that he had in which he found himself trapped in a lifeless, joyless grey town where nothing seemed truly real or satisfying and everybody hated each other. He realizes that this grey town is in fact hell. So he boards a bus full of bickering, squabbling people all around him, and the bus is bound for heaven. Now, heaven, in this dream that Lewis has, turns out to be this magical garden paradise. It's full of talking waterfalls and stampedes of unicorns, magical things all around him. And most of all, there are people there who seem to be truly joyful. All the inhabitants of hell, himself included, are nothing but ghosts compared to the sheer reality of heaven. And one by one, they're confronted by these joyful spirits who try to point out their fatal flaws that are keeping them in hell. For instance, the first ghost we see is too proud to share heaven with someone he knew on earth as a murderer who is repentant. There's one woman who is too shameful of her ghostly body to be seen among all the really solid inhabitants of heaven, so she runs back to hell to escape that shame. There's another ghost who's convinced that the ghosts can just fix hell themselves by bringing something from heaven back into hell.
Yeah, wow. So it's really kind of about the things that are holding you back in life from becoming closer to God or becoming the person you were meant to be. Why did you want to adapt this story for the stage?
Yeah, so a few years ago, an old pastor of mine suggested to a group of creative people in the church that a stage adaptation of The Great Divorce might be a good way to reach a wider audience with Lewis's message. So my good friend Rosalind Hicks, if you've seen any Quizworks shows, you might have seen her in that, seen her writing there. she wrote this wonderful adaptation that manages to keep the spirit of the novel while still making it accessible. I think our stage version also highlights a lot of the humour in the book, since it's written in a more archaic style, as you'd expect from a 74-year-old novel. There are certain lines that you can just glaze over while reading them, but when you actually hear our 8 talented actors delivering them and really acting them out, they can take on a whole new meaning. And, yeah, I think it's just a wonderful way to experience Lewis's message.
Yeah. Is this the first time you've performed this?
No, so we actually put it on in a smaller capacity back in 2016 at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville. There was a wonderful little sellout season. Only about 4 shows, I think, we did.
Yeah.
But this time Roz has done some excellent work on refining the script, making it more, accessible to modern audiences. And we've also expanded the cast to have a bit more of a full vision of both heaven and hell on this stage.
Okay. Well, speaking of modern audiences, do you think the themes and messages of this story are still relevant? And what do you hope the audience are going to take away from it?
Yeah, absolutely. So even though Lewis wrote the book all the way back in 1945.
Right at the end of World War II, right? You know?
Yeah. The sins and the sinful attitudes that he points out are still quite timeless. From simple things like pride and lust and ego that these ghosts are struggling with, to problems that you'd probably more associate with modern audiences, like over-reliance on ourselves and over-reliance on our own intellect. Mm. All these ghosts, at least I think, are all extremely relatable as well, especially when performed by our actors. It's an incredibly fun show to watch. You can just sit there thinking, that proud guy is just like Steve from down the road, and that possessive woman is just like my Aunt Gladys. And then suddenly you get to a point where you're like, oh, no.
That's me.
That particular ghost is me. Oh, dear. I think Lewis's hope in writing the novel was to challenge Christian people to think more deeply about their own sin. I've been extremely challenged while working on this show, as I'm sure all of our cast have been. And his hope is also to highlight to those who don't yet know Jesus what they're missing out on when they divorce themselves from proper relationships, both from their fellow human beings and from God. So, yeah, our hope is to get people talking with this show about these concepts that Lewis raises. So, yeah, I'd just love to put this forward to the listeners of Hope FM as an opportunity to bring some friends along to spark conversation and, yeah, see where that goes.
Okay, well, thank you for that. I have to ask you, the theatre is called Flight Path Theatre. Does that mean the show is going to be accompanied by spasmodic vibrations and the melodic roaring of jet engines landing at Sydney Airport?
So the Flight Path Theatre is it's an old theatre that's under new management and you've named the Flight Path Theatre. And we're incredibly grateful to Kate and Siobhan there for opening up that space. It's only, I think we're only the third or fourth show that's been performed in this new space as it's been newly renovated and newly done up.
But you're avoiding my question, will the walls be shaking when a plane goes over?
The walls won't really be shaking. Okay. There are certain points where planes can be heard. I've performed a few shows in there and it's always a problem, but I don't think you'll be distracted from our wonderful actors by the few little planes going overhead.
No, I'm sure it'll be wonderful, but I just thought that name, I had to ask that question. So thank you so
it's
much,
It's a wonderful
Richard.
Name. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
That's Richard Woodhouse, yes. He's the director of a stage adaptation of The Great Divorce. It's playing 10 shows at Flight Path Theatre from September 25th to October 5th, and you can find out more and book tickets at flightpaththeatre.org. At least no one will forget the name of the theatre now, Richard.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.